Das kann so sehr nicht aber gerade so sagen, wenn wir heute sagen, da ihr warum es darf ein sein. Rover da schon der Pasuk auf Pitachte le Moisei. David says like this, David said to Hashem, you have released the two yokes that were on me, referring to Rusa of Moav and Naama of Amoin, the wife of Shlomo and the mother of Rehovam, that you allowed us both to come into the Kaal. Rabbi Darsh in the Pasuk where David thanks Hashem for us. What do you mean for us? For him, he should have said for me. He explained that David had Rehovam on his lap and thanked Hashem for the two psukim that allow a female of Moav and a female of Amoin, and that because those affected himself and his grandson Rehovam. Rabbi Darsh in another Pasuk has David saying that when the Malachim told Lot to take his daughters Hanimtsa Ois, from whom were born Ammon and Moav, from these daughters, this was a reference to him, David, as the Pasuk says, Matsasi David Avdi. It's a Lashon of Nimtza Ois. Ula, in the name of Rabbi Yechon, it says, the daughter of a ger from Ammon may even marry a Kohen. Rav Bar Ula asks, this can't follow Rabbi Yehuda, because he says that the daughter of a ger may not marry a Kohen. And to make a statement like this, according to Rabbi Yossi, would be obvious, because he says that the daughter of two ger may even marry a Kohen. So you can't say that Rabbi Yossi only holds that way by ger who are mutter to marry into the call, because there's no source for saying that. It must be that Rabbi Yechon meant a case where the Ammoni ger married the Yisraelis against Halacha. Although it was done against Halacha, their daughter may still marry a Kohen. Ula said, that's correct, as we find that Ravin even said that the daughter of a ger Moini, or a second generation Mitzri who married a Jewess, Rabbi Yochanan said she may marry a Kohen, as we find that he allows this based on the Drash of a Pasuk. And Rish Lakish says that she may not, he learns this from the daughter of a Kohen Gadol and an Almana. The Drash of Rabbi Yochanan came about when Rabbi Zakkai taught a Braisa that said that from the Pasuk of Ki im Besula Me'am of Yikach Isha, we learned that the daughter of two converts may marry a Kohen. Rabbi Yochanan said, a Braisa already says this, the Pasuk could have said Amov, and instead says Me'amov. This teaches that a girl from two nations may marry a Kohen. The term two nations must refer to where a Ger Amoni marries the Yisraelis. We see that Rabbi Yechon allows such a girl to marry a Kohen. Others say Rabbi Yechon said the Pasuk of Amov and Me Amov teaches to allow a daughter of a Ger and a Yisraelis and the daughter of a Ger Amoni and a Yisraelis. According to the others, how does Rabbi Yochanan learn that the daughter of a second generation Mitzri may marry a Kohen? He can't learn it from an Amoini who marries the Israelis because female Amoini is a mutter. He can't learn it from a second generation male and female Mitzri because they're mutter to live together. Rather, to learn via Tzara Shava of the two. Mishnah said, Mitzri via Adoimi, Eino Nasurim v'chulu. Zemara says, the schlugging up of the Kalva Chomer, how would we schlug it up, would be that our royas are only usher to three generations, and yet both male and female are usher. So we can't say that Aroyas are different since they carry the Karas penalty because Mamzer are also male and female, even though there's no Karas. We can't say that Mamzer is different because they're also to marry into the Kaal forever because Aroyas are not also forever and are also male and female. Through a Tzad HaShavah, we can learn that a male and female are also by Mitri as well. Frankly, maybe we can say that Mitri is different than the other two because the other two have some Karas aspect, whereas a Mitri does not. Mar says, the Rabbanim would say that we learn it out from a Cholol, who was born from a marriage only also with an Asay, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Rav Shimon's answer to the Rabbanon in the Mishnah was, he says, I don't agree with Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. However, even according to you who does, I've learned my halacha from a tradition and therefore it cannot be refuted. Abraisa says, Rav Shimon said, I have a tradition for my halacha and the psukim support me because the pasuk regarding the Mitzri says sons, which suggests that his daughters will be mutter. Abraisa says that the pasuk regarding Mitzri says sons. Rav Shimon says this comes to exclude daughters. Rav Yehuda says it's dependent on the birth, not the gender. Rav Yechanan said, Rav Yehuda must hold this way that a female is usher as well because he also holds that gerim are considered to be part of the kal. If so, and if the female Mitzri was also part of the kal, the male Mitzri ger could never get to a third generation that would be mutter for them to marry into the Kaal. So it must be that he holds this way.